Hey, how's it going, everybody? I'm Chris Ventura.
And I'm Angela Bunn.
And we're the Upsiders. We do that again. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it in the same
what
time.
Every band
And
does.
This is our podcast called The Upsiders because we live on the Upper East Side, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I've been living in this city for a year. Chris has been living in this city for what?
Like 3 weeks. We decided, you know what? You're a blogger. I run,
I'm the editor-in-chief of Bontology.com.
You run that shit.
I run that shit.
That's like your hood.
That's it.
That's your gang.
Totally.
And I do YouTube videos on youtube.com/ChrisVenturaRandom. And we decided to put our forces together, you know? We walked in, we both have similar interests.
Which is animal porn, bestiality.
That's the similar interest. But we decided, no, we'll do a podcast instead.
Yeah.
Maybe with a splash of bestiality here and there. So we'll see how it goes. Angela, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I just got home from the bar, and I ate an entire bag of chips with basically no regard. I ate them pretty fast. And then I ate a can of SpaghettiOs.
Ooh, nobody can say.
And the meatballs were very moist. But anyway, as I was eating, we were talking about the Pearl Jam documentary by Cameron Crowe that just came out.
You heard it was pretty good.
I heard it was pretty good. And we were singing. What song were we singing?
This song. I'll play it. I'm going to hold it up to the mic so we can hear it better. But like in the background.
We have two little words.
It's just so literal. I was listening to this, and I'm thinking, I looked at Angela, I go, there's no metaphors in this song. It's literally like, we got in my daddy's car, we went to Arby's and Stan's. She didn't like it there, so we went somewhere else. The tab came to 61.85. I left a $4 tip on the table. Like, it's so specific. Do you have Kiss 108 where you're from? Western Mass doesn't get the
we don't have
Boston channels?
All we have is incest.
On the radio.
And which is kind of weird that today my dad was a disc jockey for a long time. There was no incest.
Oh, yeah. Your dad there was like, my career has just been snubbed by my daughter.
There was no incest on the radio. But there was incest.
But there was... There's no... Oh, yeah. You said your claim to fame. Well, not your claim to fame, but your...
It's not my claim to fame.
Your town's
like,
claim to fame?
Do you notice that I can't look because I'm going cross-eyed?
You're going cross-eyed?
I don't know what happened, but...
I'm gonna Google why I'm going...
There was a tequila shot here.
Tell us about your town's claim to fame.
So, when I got to college, so I'm from Western Massachusetts, and...
Stalkers, write that down.
But my parents are from... my mom was born in Brooklyn, my parents are New Yorkers. So I have no family. I mean...
What?
In Western Mass. And... and...
She just said the name of her town, but it's edited. Yeah.
And my social security number is...
People listening to it like, no, did I miss it? Maybe I missed it. And they're rewinding it. But it's not there. I took it out.
So...
Bontology.com.
When I got to college, everyone said, oh, North Adams, that's incest capital of the U.S., right? And I didn't know what they were talking about until I realized that it's because everybody that has lived there, a lot of people have lived there their whole lives. And... They're just fucking their cousins.
Wow. I just looked up, because Angela's going cross-eyed as we speak. I looked up cross-eyed on Google, and it came up. I never thought of this, but apparently it's religious. There's a whole website dedicated to cross-eyes being linked to the cross Jesus was on. That's bullshit.
The one that he was pegged to.
He was pegged to someone's eyes. It says, I'm going to look at all things through the lens of a cross today. I pray my eyes stay that way. No one has ever said that.
I want to see my world, my pain, my joy, my scripts, my works, my desires, my broken plans, my calling, my redemption, and my inevitable death. That is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus
Christ. Yeah, like
you don't need to
read it. Just feel it. We were talking about last night, all our best talking happens off podcast. Like,
but we act like we're constantly on a podcast.
We think like we're being recorded. Like it's the real world if they just did audio.
That's what I want my life to be.
Oh, shit. That's ridiculous.
So after our pilot podcast, if you will.
Yes, yes.
I think we did a good job, but whatever. We were just kind of like getting comfortable in front of the microphone. And then after we had a
naked.
Very...
which is uncomfortable.
Right.
We never saw each other naked, so it was the first time we can only podcast naked, so we did it.
It was weird.
It was odd. It was awkward. But I think we're over that now.
It was awkward. So then we talked about.
No one could see it, so it's just like, we just talked about being naked, and then you tried to get your thought wrapped around, and then you go, ooh.
That's why I did it.
Okay.
But thanks for deconstructing the joke.
You gotta deconstruct it.
So I think that to give the listener some context.
Okay.
As I am speaking right now, my eyes are just closing.
And yeah, she looks like someone from The Walking Dead right now. What time is it? It's 3 a.m.
I was watching The Hills Have Eyes at the bar. Downer!
Now you are The Hills Have Eyes.
And now I am The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Cross Eyes.
But it was a downer. I'll tell you that much.
What, the movie?
I've never seen it. And you were at the bar. I'm like, this is not chill.
Why would you play that at the bar?
They played it. It was like a really good dive bar.
And they were just like, let's leave The Hills Have Eyes on?
It was fucked up. But it was a really good bar.
My bar would play Flashdance all night.
So the other night after our original podcast,
yes,
we were fine, whatever. And then we had a great conversation, Chris and I.
Yeah.
But after the camera, or the microphone was long.
And the camera. That's personal.
The microphone and the camera had been put away ages ago.
Yes.
And what we were talking about is massages. Now, I get very bad knots in my back sometimes. I like massages, but for me, I don't even remember how we got on the topic.
Where we reside... We're near kind of a sketchy massage place.
Yeah.
Which doesn't narrow it down to New York City.
No,
I don't think anyone's going to find us. But it's pretty sketchy, and I just moved in here, and she's lived here for a couple years.
No, I lived here for a year.
She lived here for a year. Scratch that. And I went in and tried it and told her, I was like, hey, do you know what? I went in and tried that sketchy massage place. And she goes,
did you get a happy ending?
To which I replied, although it looks like it, sadly I did not.
But he did learn a few Chinese phrases.
$10, sucky sucky. Every Asian listener just
that's out. Racist. Massages are too erotic for me.
Yes.
I've gotten two, and okay, I got one, it was like 15 minutes, and I wanted to do the guy. He honestly could have slipped his penis in me, and I wouldn't even have realized or cared.
Me too.
And it was during senior week at college, what? So I was like out in the common area, and I'm like, oh my god, like just
you're
like
in
a hypnotized state. And then the second time, but I didn't have a clothes off. It was just like it was just in a chair, and he rubbed your back.
It was just like college.
It was
day?
Senior week.
Oh, senior week. So yeah. They were just like hot European men touching.
No,
girls?
No, he wasn't hot. He was like an old dude, but
really?
You could just sign up to get like a 15-minute back.
But this old dude got you going with his hands.
Exactly. That's because I can't handle massages. So I've gotten two since then, full body, where you're naked. And I swear to God, the second time in New York, I had a Groupon for it, and you take all your clothes off. Which is fine. That's normal.
Oh,
and the woman's fingers legitimately grazed my outer vagina.
Really? They get that?
I don't know if it was on purpose or not, but she massaged my inner thighs and she massaged my ass.
Did she giggle? Did she go, ooh? It sounded more like...
No.
Racist Native American. I was telling her...
It's too erotic for me. I can't handle it.
Me, on the other hand, it's erotic when I handle it. I handle my business.
I feel like I would get a boner if I was a guy.
Yeah, oh, totally. There's almost no way not to.
Really?
I'd say, well, unless it's, like, really bad. Or, like, the one you were saying where you sit in the chair and they just rub your back. Like, I'm not going to get a boner from that.
No.
Like, if I'm sitting in the middle of the mall, and like, as I used to when I worked in a mall, they had one underneath the escalators. And there was just, like, there was a guy and a girl, and you went down and you would just be like, hi, I want to get a massage. And you'd ask the girl, and for some reason she'd flag the guy over and you're like, and then like then I wait till the guy's timer said 20 minutes and I'm like, there's no way I'll get him. And then the girl's like, oh, I go on break now. And then another guy came in. So I got a girl like once. But even then I wouldn't get a boner.
But you did, especially when the guy was doing it.
Yeah, he could have slipped his
fist.
Not
that there's anything wrong with that.
Wait,
he could have slipped his fist in there and I would have been like, well, just get the knot out.
Whoopsie, as long as you get the knot out, it's okay. No, I did go. I went to a massage parlor. Anyway, so I went there and I had to take my clothes off and I was telling Angela, I said, I go, yeah, you walk back and there was one, it was a very sketchy place, didn't have a sign, just in the window had a neon sign that said massage, but like nothing legitimate, just a phone number. I walk in through like beads and she just stands up and she goes, massage? And I go, yeah. And we go to the back and there's no one else, it's just her. And I'm like, this is definitely going to be, even though it's legal in Massachusetts, I go, this is, obviously it slides on the radar. So I go up back and she goes, oh, and she's, I had never gotten a massage where you take clothes off. I only did the mall, and I think it would be awkward to take my clothes off.
If you're like in front of a Claire's with a bunch of 12-year-olds.
Imagine if you did the opposite. You had only done the ones with clothes off, then you went to the mall, and you're like,
what?
Oh, massage time, and you just took everything off. And you're like, what? This is called a massage.
This is how they do it in Europe.
This is, yeah, exactly. And I walk back, and she goes, oh, okay. And she kind of points. She doesn't speak a lot of English, and she goes, okay, take off clothes. All right, she's prepping the bed, getting like everything ready, the pillow and all that stuff. Oh, the whole
binky.
My binky. and so I'm like, all right, I take my shirt off and I take my shoes off, my socks off, and I'm down to like my pants. And I'm like,
you take your Nuva ring out.
I go,
take your cock ring off. You take your Prince Albert.
No, I need that. I need to keep that stuff on. I feel protected behind that. So I'm unzipping my pants and I bring them down. And I
wait,
bring them,
slower. I'm just kidding.
So I unzip my pants and I bring it down, and the cobbler looks at me and says, good going.
A cobbler does shoes, not pants.
No.
Thinking of a tailor.
I can have sex with a cobbler.
The cobbler said that, and the tailor was like, not yet.
It was an orgy.
I had to finish my measurements.
Then the chimney sweep said, what about me? So, it was a big... I only sleep with people that don't have professions that don't exist anymore.
You only sleep with people that have trades.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Went to the vocational
blacksmith,
high school.
Those people. So, lady goes, oh, take off everything. So, I'm taking off my pants, and I'm like, does she leave the room? But then I don't want to be the guy that stands there, like, won't take my pants off, because she's like, everyone else gets naked. Like, why are you being, like, a pussy? You know?
Right.
So, but she's not even looking at me either. She's not, like, staring at me. She's not even looking. She's
prepping. So what she did when you took your pants off.
She's just, it'd be funny if she sat in a throne, crossed her leg over it, and just watched me undress.
I know, but tell what she did.
I unzip my pants, and I'm like, all right, and I'm in my underwear, and I'm just sitting there, and then I'm like, forget it. And I pull them down, and then she goes, oh, it's so big. No, I wish that happened, unfortunately. She giggled, but not, she didn't say so big.
She didn't giggle.
No, she didn't giggle, unfortunately. She really wasn't paying attention, like, which almost was worse. Like,
and your pride was injured, for sure.
It was. Like, if she, at least, if I had, like, been standing there and it hit the ground, she would have noticed. But I was to no interest of her. To which I should have
said,
what's
wrong?
So then
you threw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier and got onto the table.
I got onto the table. Then she left. I get on the table, and then she goes about her business. And you know what? Quality massage. It was a quality massage. It felt really good. And then you flip over, and then same thing. Like, you said she grazed your naughty bits.
And my breasts.
Do they massage? This is a little side note. And fellas, I know you're thinking it.
They give you a full-on. They give you a full-on ma'am. A gram.
Do that?
No.
But no nip.
No, they do. They go like this. Like, they put their hand in between your boobs.
Like here.
And massage
your
shit.
I'm pointing, but none of you.
Yeah, but with like a full hand.
Like right here.
Like
right here.
No, over a little to the left.
Right there?
A little, up a little.
Does that help?
Right there, right there, right there.
Okay.
Right there.
This is theater of the mind. This is what our grandparents listen to, the stories on the radio.
Right now we have a very special guest, Bing Crosby, Mr. Bing Crosby.
Well, hello, boys and girls. Is that how it
talks? Then his kid is like, whatever, and he's like, shut up! Because he used to beat his kids.
Oh, Bing Crosby. From the Crosby Show.
He was the first African-American to get an Emmy. Oh, that was Bill Cosby.
That was Bill Cosby.
Not Bing Crosby.
No, yeah, so they don't massage your boobs like nipply. They don't start like getting all...
Just with their tongue.
But professional.
No.
They have, like, a tongue condom on.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Like a wool tongue sock.
Don't use the wool ones. Use the lambskin. Those work.
I've never used lambskin condoms, have you? Is it actually lambskin?
No.
Or does it just look like rubber?
They're baby makers.
That's why they don't have a good success rate.
No.
Like, they look like mesh, right? It just.
I mean, I've never used protection in my life, so I couldn't tell
you. But you've also had no right sex.
Exactly. I only have sex with my faith. And the bowl of Jell-O over there.
What am I there? Let's be real.
The gel.
Let's be real. If they fist you, it's not sex.
If you fist, it's not cheating. Everybody knows that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's all I gotta
do. But it has to be on a full moon.
In December. So I lay down, we get a massage, and we were done. But yeah, it's hard to not get a boner if they're doing it well. You know?
I mean, and I'm sure they see it all the time.
Exactly.
You can't get me naked and rub me down with botanical oils and act like it's not sexual.
Here's a story I didn't tell you. The second time I went to a different place, equally as sketchy. I don't know what. I just don't think like regular spas are going to do it for me. I need to go to the sketchy places.
You need something seedier.
You know, I got to pretend like I don't, like I'd be horrified if anyone saw me walking in and out. I don't know why, I just did. So I go in. This place had no one in the hallway, and I just rang a bell. And then she comes out, she's like, 5 minutes. And then she went back inside. And then I went in, and this is all whatever, same thing, got undressed, blah, blah, blah. She told me I needed to lose weight. like, while I was getting massaged, like, the least comforting thing you could ever say is just like, she's like, oh, you need to go to gym. And I was just like...
That's horrible.
You're supposed to, like, relax me.
Fat talk 101.
She goes, yeah, like, in the first place they didn't have the tranquil, like, music. They had...
of a Down. Chop suey.
Wake up! You wanted to. So...
I don't think you trust. Sorry.
And one eye on Angela is closed. I'm trying to pretend like this is a natural thing, like carrying a conversation. And she's literally falling back. She looks like I roofied her, not that I've ever seen what that looks like. But yeah, she, like, I was supposed to be relaxed. I'm listening to, like, tranquil music, and she's rubbing my back. And I'm like, this is great, I'm relaxed. And she's like, oh, green tea is very good for losing weight. And I'm like, what? She's a masseuse.
You cried that night.
I cry myself to sleep every night. That's why it's 3 a.m. I just try not to go to sleep.
Let's check some Facebook statuses.
Okay. Around 2 to 3 a.m. every night, Facebook becomes sad and dark. Like, how would you explain it? Dark and depressing.
So fun.
And cryptic. Like, people don't put,
it's,
like...
It's, like, not cryptic, but thinking it's cryptic.
If you're mad at Jesse, no one puts up, like, I hate Jesse. Jesse's a bitch. They'll put up, my world is dark, and she's the one who caused it. And that's it. Like, no one but that one person knows.
Or they'll put up, like... Well, I guess this is what it takes to find out who your real friends are.
Exactly. But then that same one, after that, like 5 minutes later, they'd be like, you know what? F all my friends. Apparently they weren't true friends. And then someone will comment on that going, bro, what about me? And it'd be like, no, not you. Everyone else. And then 8 other people will all be like, me, me, me. And then he'd be like, no, not you guys either. So apparently none of his friends suck. We're going to try to find some right now. It is approximately, and by that I mean it's exactly 3:16 a.m.
on a Friday. Yesterday the guy was like, fuck all you bitches. And someone's like, what? And he's like, finally, through Facebook comments and statuses, got out of him that his girlfriend cheated on him. And then his friend goes, well, I mean, you've taken her back so many times, man. Like, I don't believe it, man. It's so stupid.
And then, yeah, I think that same one, he goes, can't believe she was fake. And I dated her for 5 years.
Yeah.
And you're like, you didn't realize that? You know, 4 years into it? Yeah. 3 years into it? 6 months? So let's see. Let's see if there's any on
there. No, there was one. We just passed it.
Oh, we just passed it? Which was it? What do we got?
I search but never find. Hurt but never cry. I work and forever try, but I'm cursed, so never mind. And it's worse, but better times seem further and beyond. The top gets higher the more that I climb.
So basically... It never ends. Like, no matter how much she climbs, the top never comes. And that's probably lyrics to a song, but that is equally as bad, people. And this does not happen during the day, usually. It's rare if it happens during the day. Hello?
It's me you're looking for. There's none. Your wall's not that sad.
My wall
tonight.
Isn't that sad tonight. So, alright, so this concludes the second, but probably the first one to air. Podcast.
Yep.
And I'm Chris Ventura, and that's Angela Bunt.
Yes.
I don't want to take your name away. What's your name?
Not sure.
Angela Bunt. And we'll see you next time. Yeah. Yeah, we got popcorn.